Victories, heartbreaking defeats, no matter your team, no matter your game, we talk sports. The Fan, Rochester.
All right, we're going streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium. Come on, everybody. Come on, Snoop. Snoop-a-loop. Snoop. No, it's cool. I'm cool. Bring your green hat. Let's go. Come on, everybody. We're going.
This is You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM on Westwood One Sports.
We're going streaking, everybody, through the quad to the gymnasium. We will go through four of the biggest stories in college basketball from last night in just a minute here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM right here on Westwood One Sports, inside the Westwood One Sports app and live across North America on SiriusXM Channel 375, where undoubtedly if you are north of the border in about 15 minutes, you won't be listening to a word I'm saying because you'll be focused on Team Canada taking on Czechia in the quarterfinals of the Olympic men's hockey tournament, Slovakia over Germany earlier, pretty emphatically so too. We'll go over the Olympic hockey update in about 20 minutes or so here on You Better You Bet. Top of the hour, Bob Nightingale, USA Today MLB columnist and Odyssey insider on the fallout of the Tony Clark situation. This segment sponsored by Progressive Commercial Insurance, protecting your business vehicles 24/7. See if you can save at progressivecommercial.com. So at the top of the show, I already went in on North Carolina. I don't need to do that again, especially considering there are some other stories that I think are more worth mentioning, I guess, around the world of college basketball. And I want to start with Texas Tech, who now has to deal with an injury that, look, getting through the Big 12, let's be honest, I feel like we should bite the legend Frank Sinatra, who used to sing, "If you can make it here, you can make it anywhere," talking about New York City. I think it should be about the Big 12. If you can make it through a Big 12 regular season and conference tournament, you can make it anywhere. It's up to you. Big 12. Big 12. I'm a terrible singer. My God, I can't believe you guys didn't cut my mic before I finished that. But Texas Tech now has to deal with a major injury. At least it looked major. I'm going to be honest. It did not look good in their loss at Arizona State last night. JT Toppin left in the second half with what looked like maybe a knee-on-knee collision. It was hard to tell from the camera angles that were provided. He finished with 20 points. He was still the Red Raiders' leading scorer in 32 minutes. But this is more than just significant. If you're Texas Tech, this is major. This is one of those ones where I think with Texas Tech being about as solidly in the tournament as anybody can be, still with 2.5 weeks left in the regular season, you play it as safe as possible with JT Toppin, Kenny, and you don't mess around. You just try to drag your way to the finish line in what's left of the Big 12 schedule.
Yeah, I think Grant McCaslin's going to handle this well, too. I really like him as a head coach. He's done such a good job with that program. And, I mean, I don't really like their depth outside of Toppin. Like, if he's not going to be available, that's massive for them. But I love me some JT Toppin. So as soon as they can get him back on the court, I think with the big wins that they have on the season, I'm really intrigued to see what they do in the tournament. Because the loss last night to Arizona State shows that they could be an early exit. But some of their big wins show that they can really make a deep run. So I'm really intrigued in Texas Tech.
Yeah. And Tyler, I think what's interesting here is they are afforded, if it's not a major injury for Toppin, they're afforded kind of a week's worth of breathing room here with Kansas State and Cincinnati coming into Lubbock before they've got to go to Ames and take on Iowa State. And they got to wrap up at BYU as well. But they've got the opportunity here where if they want to take the chance to get Toppin right, if it is something that's going to take more than just a week or two to get healthy, nobody's, I don't think, going to dock Texas Tech for going to Ames or going to BYU and losing those two down the stretch. It's the Big 12. You lose those games on the road. I don't think you get dinged for them all that much.
No, and they have six games left. Like, they have five games left. Let's say they go like 3-2, 4-1, and like they just look okay without Tomlin. Like, they're still going to be like a 5 seed, a 4 seed in the tournament. I don't think they're going to get dinged as much. When he's healthy, I mean, they could probably make an Elite 8 run. I don't think they make a Final 4 run. The depth's not there. Without him, like, this is probably a prime, like, first-round upset team. One of our lower seeds beats them. JT Toppin's the whole team. He's one of the best players in the country. I would say he's one, arguably, probably a consensus All-American this year. Without him, it's going to be tough. We don't know yet, obviously, but I don't think if they drop a couple games, I don't think they're going to be dinged or anything. And if we think he's coming back in the tournament and we get news for that, they're still going to be a 4 or 5 seed, probably win a couple games in the tournament. I don't think this is a team, though, that's going to threaten a Final Four national championship run. Feels like Elite 8, Sweet 16 max, even with Toppin, to be honest.
So there is a team, everybody assumed that when Arizona lost, that we were devoid of undefeateds. And then everybody looked around at the standings and did a double take and went, wait, Miami of Ohio is undefeated. What is going on here? And they go, it's a max schedule. That's what's going on here. But we're still seeing, Kenny, Miami of Ohio listed as like a bubble team in some spots. Lenardi was on SportsCenter the other night talking about how so many of these wins for Miami have been close, tight wins. They had another one last night. Granted, on the road at UMass, it was tight until late. And the resume is not – if you took wins and losses off of the resume, you'd go, oh, okay, yeah, that's cool. That's nice. You're the best team in the MAC. But this is why wins and losses matter, Kenny, because if they go undefeated in the regular season – they're more than an 11 seed. I'm sorry. We've got to put some respect on Miami of Ohio's name here. If they go undefeated in the regular season, undefeated in the regular season, even in the MAC is still undefeated in the regular season. Am I wrong?
I think that they can get an at-large bid even if they don't win their league, and the highest they could be is a 9 seed. You look at right now, they've only played one team in quad 2, and it's Akron, and they won by 3. No quad 1 games at all. So obviously no wins there, just one quad 2 win. They're 8-0 in quad 3. So, I mean, the highest I think that, like, remember in FAU, I know that team wasn't undefeated. They were a 9 seed that one year that they went to the Final Four. So something similar to that, I think they can get up to a 9-10. But, and like I said, they can get in at large even if they don't win their conference tournament. But still, I think just given the fact that we don't have any evidence. We don't know how good they are because they have not played any quad 1 teams. So.
Yeah, Tyler, I don't know. Look, I don't want to suggest that Miami loses more than one more game. Like, if they lose a regular season game and then maybe get bounced early in the MAC tournament as well, that they wouldn't make the tournament. That would be outlandish to me if a team were to go, 30-2, 31-2, something like that. They don't get into the tournament. I don't care what conference you're in.
So, yeah, I think I agree. But this is like a special type of like mid-major team because this isn't like Florida. Florida Atlantic had like pros. They had 5 guys that went on to play high major teams. Like, that's not this. Like, Miami of Ohio sneaked by. Like, last night, me and Kenny had a UMass. Miami of Ohio took like 20 more free throws. They could have easily lost that game. They have their biggest game next week, next game against Bowling Green. Like, here's this. Right now, Miami of Ohio is an 11 seed. They're slated right now to be an 11 seed. Here's who they would play in the tournament if it ended today. Tennessee, are you taking Miami, Ohio over Tennessee? Probably not. North Carolina, who knows? At this point, BYU, no. BYU will trounce them. And St. Louis, who is probably the best mid-major team left, would probably beat Miami. So, like, this is like, if they do lose one game, I think they should still get in. But it almost feels like they have to win the conference at this point because the schedule is so poor. And they just really haven't beaten anybody good.
I just look at Miami of Ohio going undefeated to this point, as ugly as it may be, if you want to call undefeated ugly, as this is what college basketball was built for. You're right. It's not like crazy amounts of talent like that FAU team was a couple years ago, but it is. Get me a bunch of unheralded kids from the Midwest together on a team in middle of nowhere, Ohio. Let's get them in the tournament and see how far they could go. Like you said, Tyler, based on being an 11 seed, they'd probably get trounced in the first round in most of those matchups. I do think, like you said, the UNC one would be really interesting. They'd probably get bounced anyway. But you never know. This is why we have the NCAA tournament and why we love it so much, because who knows? Maybe Miami of Ohio just sneaks their way through to the Sweet 16 or beyond, based on the fact that they've got some sort of weird voodoo magic where they win all these close games. I I want to pay to see it. I want to see Miami of Ohio prove it to us. They belong in the tournament, even with another loss or two down the stretch. All right. I mentioned this off the top of the show as well, Kenny. Michigan is far and away the best all-around team in college basketball. If you held my feet to the fire and forced me to make a bet with my life savings right now on a team to win the national title, it would be Michigan at almost 4-1 at BetMGM. Am I wrong?
I disagree with you, and maybe this is just me being a hater. I do not like Elliot Cadeau as a lead guard. He played fine last night. I just don't think he's the guy that's going to take them to the promised land. I know they've got Yaxel Lendenberg, and they've got Mara, a lot of really good players on their team. It's not just Cadeau, but even back to his North Carolina days, I don't think he's a lead guard on a championship team. That's just my opinion, so I'm not a Michigan guy at all. I'll continue to fade them. I'm going to be on Duke on Saturday, so we'll see how this goes. Maybe Michigan does win the title, and Cadeau proves me wrong, but we'll see.
Tyler, please tell our resident Duke fan, Kenny, that he's wrong about this.
So, I mean, I love Michigan. I think they can easily win. You know what's crazy, too? We talked about how good the Duke team was last year. That they didn't, granted, they didn't win the national championship, but they're one of the best teams we've seen in college basketball in the last, like, 30 years. On KenPom, which is one of the metric sites a lot of people use, Michigan this year is rated better than Duke's team last year, which is kind of nuts, considering how good that team was last year, and everyone thought Duke could win last year. I mean, they're phenomenal. They're fourth on offensive rating, one on defensive rating. When they're on fire, making threes, we saw what they did at Purdue. They can beat anybody. Like, they're one of the three teams. I can't fault you for betting Michigan at plus 375. I usually like to wait to see the draw, but they almost seem like matchup proof at this point, whoever they're going against. So Michigan's definitely, like, on my list of teams that can win the national championship. Them, Duke, Houston, either of those three teams, I'll probably be going to war with in March.
They feel like one of those teams that, like I said earlier off the top of the show, we all wake up from our six-month football coma, and we look at the standings, and we look at the rankings, and we go, oh, Michigan. And then we see the way they've won games, and we go, oh, yeah, definitely Michigan. But I think it's important when we do that, when we wake up from our football coma, like I said, that you go back and look at some of the other games they've won throughout the course of the year, and Michigan has blown out quality teams. You can argue that it was earlier in the season, but they've been utterly dominant against really good teams. And so I most complete team, in my opinion, and I think best shot right now to win the national title. Yeah, 7 40-point wins or more. I mean, it's ludicrous. And some of them were against, you know, not good teams, but some of them were against really good squads earlier in the year, and they've stayed strong all year long. One last team I want to bring up as we streak through the quad and talk about the four biggest stories in college basketball right now. The next hottest team in college basketball is Florida, and they're defending champs, and it feels like they are getting hot at just the right time. The SEC, we could argue, is a conference with a big mushy middle, Kenny. And maybe that's how Florida is getting away with this. It's not the Big 12. It's not the Big 10. But maybe this is the counter argument to, hey, if you come out of the Big 12 or the Big 10, you're battle tested, and we know you're ready to win six games in March when you need to. Maybe the counter argument is, yeah, but if you don't need to test yourself every night, then you're still going to be ready to go come tournament time, and maybe you won't be as beat up as some of these Big 12 teams.
Yeah. Walter Clayton's not walking through that door, but up to this point, it doesn't really matter. Because, like, what he did in the tournament last year, without him, they aren't sniffing the national title. So, and the guards that they brought in, Xavier Lee, and I'm forgetting the other guy's name, but the guards that they brought in, I wasn't a big fan of. They've played fine enough, and they've got a plethora of bigs. Todd Golden's proved, there you go, Boogie Flan. They proved to be a great coach team as well. Todd Golden last year wins his first tournament game and then goes on to win the national title in the same season. So yeah, Florida's here to stay. But as far as the tournament goes, like I said, Walter Clayton's not walking through that door. So I'm probably going to be trying to fade them come tournament time.
Tyler, you believe Florida can go back to back?
All right, that's a tough question. I like them. I do. They've lost their three biggest games. They lost to Arizona. They lost to Duke. They lost to UConn. And then they just started rattling off wins. Here, I think Kenny said it best. Their point guard, Xavier Lee, is a 26% three-point shooter. Boogie Flan is a 17% three-point shooter. 17%. That's, like, as bad as it gets. I mean, Yes, they're very good. They're hitting their stride. Ruben Chinyulu is probably player, the defensive player of the year in the SEC. He's phenomenal. I think they could do it, but I kind of need to see it more from their guards. And I mean, they got five more games in the SEC. Maybe they flip a switch here. But the biggest games they play, they've all lost. But like you said, they're a new team now. I think I like them. They're going to be very matchup dependent, I think, in the tournament.
Florida, Michigan, Miami of Ohio, Texas Tech, the four teams we talk about today as we go streaking through the quad and into the gymnasium, keeping you up to date on what's going on in college basketball as we come out of our six-month avalanche of football. There's also the Olympics going on. Oh, yeah, that too, by the way. And we'll get you up to date on what's going on in the Olympic men's hockey tournament because the quarterfinals take place today. One game down, three more to go. One of us about to drop the puck very soon, and we'll update you on what the U.S. gets and what may be the toughest quarterfinal matchup in the men's Olympic hockey tournament. That's all next right here on You Better You Bet on Westwood One Sports.
Westwood One, baby!
Will Tua Tagovailoa jumpstart his career in a new city like Baker Mayfield did? We're tracking quarterbacks on the move and what it means for the NFL on Westwood One Sports.
This month, Pure Talk is honoring Jackson and Lincoln by offering unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data for just $25 a month. Meanwhile, Big Wireless is honoring Benjamin Franklin by charging families hundreds of dollars for the same 5G service. What's up with that? Ben Franklin wasn't even a president. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be in business with an American wireless company that supports our vets in a big way and keeps all their customer service in this country. That's important. And you'll be on the same towers the big carriers use, so you'll get the same 5G service without the inflated price. So hang on to your Benjamins and switch to Pure Talk for a Jackson and a Lincoln. No contract, no hidden fees. Dial #250, say Micro, and you'll get 50% off your first month when you switch. That's #250, Micro, for an American wireless company that is truly unprecedented. Pure Talk.
Texting enrolls you in a recurring automated marketing text messages. Consent are required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
The team's looking good this season.
I think so. Man, I miss playing football. Ever since I turned 40, I just can't find that fire I used to have.
Think it could be lower testosterone?
What do you mean?
I was feeling the same way. After 40, the body has less testosterone, and men lose their edge. That's why I take Nugenix Total T2.
That's the testosterone booster, right?
Yes, but Total T2 is their brand new formula that skyrockets nitric oxide levels in as little as 3 hours. Since I started taking it, I've been lifting like when we played for Coach Carter. My energy is way up, and it even spiced up things between me and the missus.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles?
Yep, just send a text.
Text MEETER to 42424 for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T2, the next generation testosterone booster. Text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo X, our newest, most powerful fat burner ever, absolutely free. Text MEETER to 42424. That's M-E-T-E-R to 42424.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.